Pritchard Committee Executive Director Dr. Stu Silberman visited Murray Thursday. He was superintendent of Davis County Schools before going to Fayette County Schools and then retiring and joining the Pritchard Committee. His merry eyes light up about coming back to the region to meet with civic groups about the high stakes in continuing work to improve public education in the Commonwealth. Despite the Kentucky Senate's refusal to fund Governor Beshear's $15 million proposal to expand preschool services, Dr. Silberman says the proposal will resurface.
We're not going to give up with this session. We're going to be right back, and we know it's the right thing to do. We are also focused on closing achievement gaps, and the best way to close achievement gaps is don't ever let them start. Quality early childhood program stops achievement gaps from ever starting. Think about it as a kindergarten teacher. Kids coming in, some can already read, some don't know their colors. That's a big gap to start with. Kids who go to a quality preschool, those gaps will be closed. They'll be coming in reading just like the other kids. So we're going to continue to push on that. We believe in it. It's part of our core. I think with the governor putting the $15 million in to start with, brought a lot more attention to what the need is. So there are a lot more people out there who are supporting it now than there were before.
The main focus of Dr. Silberman's current swing through the state is to encourage communities to keep the faith about the challenges of the latest change sweeping public education in the Commonwealth.
The Common Core standards are internationally benchmarked. Some of our courses that we might have been teaching in the 8th or 9th grade are now being taught in the 6th or 7th grade, some of our math courses in particular. And so we're going through an adjustment period. Teachers are getting used to what this new curriculum means. At the same time, there's a new assessment system coming down the pike. So we're starting to get some of that frustration taking place, and some of that will be alleviated with spring break to get refreshed and then to be able to come back, because this is a long haul for teachers at this point. I believe that down the road, this is the right thing to do for our kids. And we're asking people from the Pritchard Committee to support the Common Core in your communities and to support them when the pushback comes. So we have a group called Ready Kentucky that travels around the state and will do presentations to any community groups free of charge to let folks know what the Common Core is and get into a lot more depth than I'm doing right now and talk about the new assessment system. And we hope people will take advantage of that. All they need to do is call us and we'll send folks out.
My sense is the Common Core problem is that mixed with assessment is that it's going to look like kids are doing worse when they're actually ramping up to do better.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And there are two issues with that. Number one, with a new assessment system coming in, we're moving from a scale of 140 to a scale of 100. Right off the bat, the scores are going to look lower if we did nothing else. Combine that with increased rigor, the scores are going to be lower. We're going to go through a period of adjustment, and then we'll see them go back up, and we just need to stay the course.
Learn more about current issues in and discussion about improving Kentucky's education at PritchardCommittee.org. One of its initiatives, the Commonwealth Institute for Parent Leadership, offers insight into public education budgeting and policies through six-day institutes in 3 2-day sessions, free of charge. For WKMS News, I'm Kate Lochte.